This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I've had so much fun today. It's been a great show. We still have a whole other hour or two. We're going to get back to your calls in a minute about dumbest things you've ever spent money on. But we have to do a couple things real quick first. You have to talk Kanye, and we have to talk about this person. This is, it's on my life. This is real. Quote, I'm paycheck to paycheck. I make $350,000 a year, but have $88,000 in student loans, $170,000 in car loans and mortgage, and I pay $4,500 a month. Do I need professional help? No, you actually don't need professional help. You need a father, right? I remember, I'll never forget this. I had saved up. I'd worked, I think it was three summers. I think it was three straight summers because I couldn't really work during the school year. I'd worked three straight summers, crappy jobs, right? Washing dishes and washing cars and just the crappiest jobs possible. So I could afford my first car when I got my license at 15. 15 in Montana is when you could get a license. I don't know if they changed that, but that's when you could. So I had illegal jobs before I was allowed to get jobs. I get paid under the table. And I was so proud of myself that I had saved up enough money to go get a car. I'll never forget it. We're driving by one of the car dealerships in Bozeman, Montana. And I saw the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my entire life. No, I'm not talking about endless shrimp at Red Lobster. It was this blue, and it's funny because I was just ripping on them the other day. It was this blue, like baby blue Cadillac convertible. And I pull in. And it turned out it was a 1956 Cadillac convertible. The leather had obviously been redone. Clearly a bunch of the stuff had been redone. But the leather was this perfect white leather on the inside. And it was just so perfect. And the mileage, of course, was something to the effect of 275,000 miles. Someone had gotten it and driven it. And boom. I was there. I was going to make that purchase. And my dad says, no, you're not. You don't understand. I'd already in my mind taken it home. I could already picture all the girls that were going to be throwing themselves at me in my blue Cadillac. Hey, ladies, hop on in. Oh, yep. The Shogun does have a Cadillac, even though it wasn't the Shogun back then. I had it all pictured in my mind. Dad said, no, you're not. Why? Because that's stupid. Have you thought about maintaining a car? Do you know a car is going to break down, right? But dad, no, that's stupid. You can't afford the car. That's dumb. You're not allowed to buy it. What did I end up with after I kind of messed up the first one? A 1983, ugly as sin, Honda Accord that me and all my friends nicknamed the Ghetto Bird. You know what? It got about 40 freaking miles per gallon and got me to and fro all over Montana, relatively worry-free for a very, very, very long time. You need a dad. Dads are necessary for a lot of things. So are moms, obviously. But you really need somebody in your life as an authority figure when you're young to say, stop, that's stupid. You're stupid. Stop being stupid. And that way your life will be easier. You have to have somebody like that. For instance, maybe you've been stupid recently. Maybe, just maybe, Kanye West did an interview with my buddy Tucker Carlson and said a couple things you like on there. And you said, woohoo, Team Kanye, Kanye 2024, baby. I'm going out to buy his CDs. Oh, wait, they don't buy CDs anymore. I'm downloading his songs on my phone, Kanye. Listen, we're going to have this talk again, and then we'll go back to the phones about the things that you've done stupidly with your money. Celebrities, billionaires, and politicians. You treat all of them like rental cars, all right? Every one of them. You use them for whatever you need or want. And then when you're done, you drive them back in still smoking to the rental car dealership and toss the gentleman the keys. They don't care for you at all. They are all using you. And that's fine. Look, life is about being used sometimes. Lots of times. Shoot, is that not what the professional world is? I'm using you for this. You're using me for that. Yeah, I mean, do you go to work out of the goodness of your heart? Or are you using the boss for a paycheck and he's using you for the labor you provide? There's nothing wrong with that. Just because the next billionaire, Elon Musk, says one thing you like, put down the pom-poms. That includes your favorite politician too, whoever it may be. Put down the pom-poms. Use them for the things you want and then discard them. And definitely not musicians, who are in general insane people anyway. Chris in California, go.
Hey there. So mine is not really silly or cute or anything like that. It's actually a really serious topic, and that is drug addiction. We spent $60,000 cash sending my drug addicts.
Chris, did we lose her? You didn't hang up. You didn't drop her, did you? That's why you got to call on Pure Talk. John, New York, go.
Hi, Jesse. So about 1994, I got out of school, and I bought Jesse's and tickets. And I had them for probably 20-something years. And then I gave them up. Biggest waste of money ever. But I gave them up the year before the Colin Kaepernick debacle with him taking a knee. So I didn't feel bad about it, but now the Jets are playing good football. So I kind of feel bad.
At least you got out on the right time. I'll tell you this. I have friends who, I don't think I have any friends who own season tickets, but their business, their corporation they work for, the corporation will buy them to entertain clients. So I have a bunch of friends who have access to season tickets. Actually, iHeart has, you know, they have all kinds of tickets and stuff like that up there. I will tell you, it's amazing how rare the tickets get used. It'll be game day, and you'll be getting emails, or I'll be getting texts from my buddies. Hey, I got I got seats, great seats for the Astros. You want to go? Why does no one use the season tickets? Those things cost a fortune. If I spent that kind of money, that everyone on the team would know my name. Mickey in Jersey, go.
Yeah, I was the superintendent, and they sold the building, and I had to leave the apartment house, and I bought a mobile home. And a week later, I decided not to go into it because I didn't want to pay lot fee or anything. And that was the most foolish thing I ever did. And please hit me with the machine gun, Kelly.
You earned it, Mickey. Oh, that hurts. Bonnie in South Carolina, go.
Hey, Jesse, I bought $1,000 worth of sugar.
Bonnie, could you elaborate? Were you hooked on cocaine or something? Why did you buy $1,000 worth of sugar?
Well, because I thought back in 1977 that I was going to get into commodities.
You know, Bonnie, I respect
it. I lost it in about 48 hours.
I respect it. I mean, I've told you the gambling story. I told you the housing story. This one hurts. I've told you this story before, but it was a long time ago. I had someone show up at the house. We had a security company, one of the big ones at the time. It was ADT. We had ADT at the time. This is several. We lived in Tucson. This is several states ago, right? We were living in Tucson. We had ADT. And some dude shows up at the house. And he had all the ADT colors he was wearing. It was obviously a very clever thing they were running. All the ADT colors. Oh, what do you have in here? Oh, man, you need to upgrade your panel to this digital panel. And I'm always obsessed about security. Oh, you need cameras here. You need cameras there. And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm going to be Mr. Provider for my... I'm going to be Mr. Protector, King Protector Jesse. Oh, come on in. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I was the easiest laydown mark in the world. And so I'm sitting there and I'm signing off on this camera. And oh, yeah, we definitely need the motion sensors. Oh, do you have available machine guns you can implant? I mean, I was all in. I get all done. I sign the contract. Wife starts blowing up my phone. She wasn't home. What's she doing? I'm signing something. Leave me alone. She keeps calling. I'm ignoring her. I get a text. Call me now. She never does that unless it's really, really important. Okay, I call. She said, why is ADT calling me, telling me you're canceling our security contract? And I forget what the number was, Chris. I think it cost me, because I had already signed, I think it cost something like $2,000 to get out of the ADT contract only to switch, which was a new security company, and pay more every single month. Oh, I've done so many stupid things in my life. Gosh, I can't believe I'm still alive. Kunkel in Denver, go.
Yeah, so during the pandemic, when you couldn't find any ammo anywhere, I was scrolling through Instagram and came across this fellow that had boatloads of 9mm and 45, which I shoot. So I look into it, ask him where he's located and whatnot. He gives me the name of the store he's with, so I look online to make sure that I'm not getting scammed, and it's a legit joint and great price on the ammo. So I said, all right, how do I pay you? He said PayPal, which that was dumb. Shouldn't have ever done that, but I'm still thinking, oh, no, we're cool because, you know, got a website, and I looked at it, and the website's got boatloads of ammo on the website. So I'm thinking, no, I'm all right. So I call up a couple buddies and say, hey, I found a place that's got a boatload of ammo. You want to go in on some? And they say, yeah. So I get them roped into it, too. And so we send this guy like $1,300 through PayPal, and nothing shows up. So I call the store in Oklahoma. I'm like, hey, your dude on Instagram, you know, I've been talking to him. Where's my ammo? And they said, oh, man, you got snookered. That dude isn't us. We told Instagram that his account was fake. Yeah, that was the dumbest thing I ever spent money on.
I'm physically wounded for you. Oh, with your buddies too. 877-377-4373. What's the worst you ever got? Well, what's the dumbest thing you've ever done with your money? I actually have a similar one to that, although they didn't get me in a second. Before we get to your calls, let me get to this really quickly here. I know you don't like the medical, or don't trust, I should say, the medical institutions in this country anymore. And I don't blame you. I don't either. What does that mean? I got to have health care. Jesse, I got to be healthy. No, you do. And I do. Let me just talk about me for a second. I have to drink more water. I have to do more cardio. I have to eat a little less salt. I'm not pointing fingers at you. These are the things I need to do. I need to make sure I'm getting the appropriate amount of nutrients in my body. And I don't, because I don't eat vegetables. I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every single day. My blood work has never looked as good as it just looked 3 months ago. Male vitality stack, fellas. Plus, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days doesn't hurt. Ladies, female vitality stack. Sign up for a subscription because they got 35% off the subscriptions for life. CHOQ.com, code Jesse, gets you that 35% off. Chalk.com, promo Jesse.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I don't mean to, I'm not backing off, and I don't mean to be harsh on Kanye West. I'm not a big rap person, but I understand he's a musical genius, says some smart things, right? And of course came out blasted, said he's going DEFCON 3 on the Jews. So clearly some, you know, he's a little off, okay, a little off. What I don't like, it's not about him. It's not about Elon or any one of the others. What I don't like is man worship. We have all got to stop that. And we're all susceptible to it, right? Myself included. I love myself. What, Chris? No, we have got to be careful with man worship. We just do. We can't do it. I saw AOC was ripping on Kanye over the anti-Semitism, which you have to admit, that is kind of hilarious, considering every member of the squad, they're all rabid, rabid anti-Semites. Ilhan Omar, you know, she came from Somalia. You would die if you were a Jew in Somalia. And she has said several things that basically back that up. Rashida Tlaib, kind of hot. What, Chris? She is. Anyway, yeah, she hates Jews too. So AOC doesn't care that Kanye said anything bad about Jews. AOC cares that he stepped off the communist regime. Remember, none of the things they tell you to care about, they actually care about. They don't care about climate change or gay people or black people or feminism. And you can tell they don't care because the second one of them, any one of them, steps even slightly out of line, they just get savaged. They care about communism. All the rest was just branding, finding new malcontented groups to brand to because you need the malcontents to gather together if you're going to burn down the country. All there is to it. Jesse, you think Biden pardoned all the marijuana convicts in prison so he could let them out before the election? No, I think what you're seeing now is something we've talked about for a long time on the show and something that it's not surprising, but when you go down in the polls, picture yourself as a Democrat right now. I know that's difficult, but picture yourself as a Democrat, an elected Democrat. I'm not talking about you normal people, an elected Democrat. You are looking at a virtual bloodbath in the polls. As bad as they tell you it might get, it'll be worse. I'm telling you, it's going to be that bad. But you have this problem. It's that bad because people are angry. What are people angry about mostly? People are angry about prices of groceries. People are angry about prices of energy. People are angry about crime. Now, I have a bunch of other things I'm angrier about, but those are the big things that make people mad. But if you're a Democrat in 2022, this is not 1975. You don't have any plan you're allowed to enact to make any of those better. Remember, they're printing more money as we speak. Inflation's going to get worse, not better, worse. Gas prices, they've openly admitted they're attacking the energy sector. They want to destroy oil and gas. They're trying to make those worse. Crime, they elected all these DAs. They're all Democrats. Every one of them. All the DAs turning criminals loose, they're all Democrats. So if you're a Democrat, you don't have the option in front of you to turn around and do things that make life better for people. Well, you're also not going to lay down and just take an election loss. So what do? You have to find ways to motivate the base. That's what you've got to do. Try to at least mitigate the losses. So what have they been doing? You've been seeing it a bunch. Trump, 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 Trump. Why so much Trump talk? Because the Democrat base is uniquely deranged by even the thought of Trump. They bring up abortion. Why? Maybe you don't care about it. Maybe you're passionate about it like I am, but maybe you don't care. But why bring it up? They're hoping their rabid feminist base that will get them fired up. Why do you do something stupid like marijuana? What? You're hoping, look, that's just what you call spitting out words to see where they splatter. All right, we get back to some more stupid money spending talk. Here's a smart way you can spend some money. Don't go to the grocery store and buy your shrimp anymore. In fact, I really try to not order shrimp when I'm out anymore because ever since I found out 95% of the shrimp in this country comes from overseas, especially communist countries like Vietnam, I was really out on that. Biloxi shrimp, right here in America. Pulled out of the Mississippi Gulf by American shrimpers. They deliver it to your front door fast. and it is the best freaking shrimp you've ever had in your life. I might get more emails thanking me for the Biloxi recommendation than anything else right now. Delivered to your front door. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off the entire order. This is a wonderful family that is a saintly reputation in the community. And they just happen to be able to get you, wherever you're sitting right now, fresh shrimp to your front door. It's incredible. Shows up in these quick freeze bags. You just throw them right in your freezer. You're ready anytime. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse. All right. What's that dumb thing you spent money on? Fess up. Look, I've been pouring my heart out. Fess up. We'll hear in a second.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is... We're not even close to done yet. Not even close to done. Don't worry. There's still so much. I have so much on my mind. By the way, speaking of Kanye, I'll get to your stupid money spending things here in a second. Kanye also went out and he trashed Jared Kushner, saying he was holding Trump back. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I want to know how close Jared Kushner is going to be to the White House if Donald Trump goes back. I'm totally fine with Donald Trump going back. Go back in there, Donald, and kick butt and take names. If Jared Kushner is going to be within 1,000 miles of Washington, D.C., I'm out. The stories I hear, I mean, they're writing it in books now. Peter Navarro wrote it in a book. Kanye talks about it. I forget who the other. I know I had people very close to Trump who talked to me about it all the time while we were in. You mad about how Trump handled COVID? You know that he had people all around him who believe what you believe, right, about freedom and things like that? Guess who the main culprit was at yanking him the other way? Oh, can't fire Fauci. They'll get mad at us in the media. Virtually everything Trump did that went against his America First ways that you love and I love, there was one man you could look at for most of that stuff. Look, it's all about the people around you, right? It's all about the people around you. That guy is a snake. He's bad for Trump. I hope he dumps him. Brandon, Ohio, go.
Hey, man. I just want to say, buenas tardes, hermano. I was going to say one, which is small talk, which is habla for those that want habla. Mm-hmm. We don't do small talk. But I was going to come on here and say the dumbest thing I ever spent with money was my husky pup. But after listening to everything you've been talking about, man, I kind of gotta get a little deep here. The dumbest thing I ever bought was the lies that were sold as truth by our own people, by our own government. You know, like, when I was a kid, I believed every word adults said. Now that I'm an adult myself, bro, like, you know, everything that came full force into our faces in school and our education system has just, they...
That's 100% true, and I'll tell you, when I talk about, I mean, I have a bunch of those I could list, but this is the one that it will always get me. It was always get me. When September 11th happened, I was already in the Marines and things like that, and I wanted to kill all those people who did that. I wanted to go kill every one of them by hand. I wanted to kill them all. We all did. We all just wanted to go kill them all. And then we started all these things domestically about all this data collection. Because remember, those guys were living here. We started all this data collection. And now we're reading all your texts and we're reading all your emails and stuff like that. And I remember Ron Paul. Ron Paul and the Ron Paul people, they were so loud and hardcore. This is a mistake. This is going to get used on Americans. This is a violation of your civil rights. This is a mistake. And I remember some young, I was 21-year-old hothead in the Marines. And I thought to myself, who are these wussies, idiots, soft on terror losers? Oh my gosh, were they all right? They were all right. And I was dead wrong. I bought way, way too much of what I've been sold for a lot of my life. It's probably why I'm so jaded and so wise now, Chris. Suzanne, Florida, go.
Well, during COVID, my brilliant 16-year-old was working on some accents, stuff that would not fly, you know, usually because it's offensive. So I decided to add to that, and I bought him an actual rice China hat from China, had it delivered to the house. And of course, it serves our amusement today, but he can't leave the house with it. You know what I mean?
Well, why can't he leave the house with it? I feel like that's paying a compliment to the culture, Suzanne. I say go to school in that bad boy.
No. It would mortify me. I'm so sorry.
That'd be great. Stephen, Allentown, Pennsylvania. What's the dumbest thing you ever bought or spent money on?
The most naive thing I ever did, about a year after my two German Shepherds had passed away, I volunteered to socialize a litter of barn cats, and then we would put them up for adoption. And as you can imagine, they never went up for adoption. I was so stupid thinking that I was going to socialize these kittens, which were, you could hold them in one hand when I got them. And then, you know, I was going to give them away.
One thing people might not understand, I do. My grandpa, God rest his soul, Grandpa Hank, my grandpa was a farmer. Obviously, that's what he did. And so we would go see him on the farm, my grandpa and grandma. We'd go see him out on the farm. And if you've never been on a farm or you're not familiar with this at all, they're a blast when you're a boy, right? We're catching crawdads in the creek. We're getting dirty. They're just a blast. Oh, there's horses. There's everything else. But he also had a barn, right? That's where you got to keep all the horse tack and everything else. And so we would go in there, and I would take BB guns all the time. We'd go snipe off mice and rats and things. I mean, boy stuff. And Grandpa had a rule. Obviously, you couldn't shoot any of the cats. People don't really understand these wild cats, barn cats, like cats a farmer would keep out there. Do you know the difference between a barn cat and a Siberian tiger size? I'm not trying to be tongue-in-cheek. They're trained killers. They're out there. They're not pets. They exist hunting and killing mice and rats. That's why you keep them in there. They keep the pests out. They are not, and I cannot stress this enough, not to be held. In fact, you're really better off not petting them at all. At one point in time, one of these things pounced on me, about scared the daylights out of me, landed right on my back with his claws on my back. Chris asked what I did. I don't know. I wasn't messing with him at all. I was looking another way. But you never know. She might have had kittens I was getting too close to. I was an idiot kid. I have no idea. But cats, man, cats have to, you have to force them bad boys to be domesticated. Marshall, Mississippi, go.
Hello?
Marshall. Go, boss. That sucks that this was such a disaster, because Marshall spent $9,000 on an African safari and he doesn't hunt. And I just really wanted to hear that. I really wanted to hear it bad. All right, let's forget about this. Twitter censored the Florida Surgeon General. I mentioned this a little bit earlier. Do keep in mind that when we talk about all the censorship that happened under COVID and how all the stuff they censored turned out to be right and all the stuff they pushed turned out to be wrong, and then they turn around and told you and told me that the science changed. Remember, you do remember that, right? They're not stopping. They're not stopping at all. You know, I still routinely get all my videos pulled off of YouTube whenever I bring anything up. And I don't mean some opinion piece where I'm insulting Chris for being Jewish. I'm talking about something where I can cite a study. You know, it could be some study done by doctors and whatnot. Anything related to COVID, unless you're pushing people out there, take a shot, get the fifth booster, you get censored. Like this right here, John Stewart ardently defends transgender, quote, care for children. If you go out there right now, remember, social media, whether you're on it or not, it's the public forum now, it's the public square. If you go on there right now and you say, a man cannot become a woman, and a woman cannot become a man, both those things you just said are biological facts. It's encoded in your DNA, what you are. You can't change it. I don't care mentally what you're going through. Your opinion on this does not matter to me at all. You are a man or you are a woman. If you were to go say those facts out there, you would probably have all of your accounts wiped out. And if you worked for a major corporation, you better be anonymous, because you might show up tomorrow to a pink slip on your desk. That's how insane this world is. All right. We still have headlines, some emails, and a lot more me. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I do read them. They all go to Chris. He prints them off. I read them. If you want the great honor of speaking with the Oracle himself, you can email into the show. Do remember that. I got this email. It gave me the Snickers something fierce. Jesse, how come you ain't got noble, strong black women on the show? And how come no strong black women never call you a show? Maybe you should adjust your attitude a little bit and get the black perspective from a female who is black and strong. Well, I mean, the phone number isn't for whites only. This isn't New York City over here. We don't do segregation on the show. You're welcome to call in. Welcome to call in. As far as guests go, I had Bill O'Reilly on today. I don't remember the last time I had a guest. I think we had one last week. Look, I just don't do a lot of guests. I don't do a lot of calls. This will probably be the only night I even take phone calls all week. It seriously might be. I don't do guests. I don't do calls. I really like to focus on myself and making preparations for the end of the world, because apparently it's about to come. The moves that they're making right now with all this Russia-Ukraine stuff, it is something, man. Hey, do you have your food yet? Did you get emergency food from My Patriot Supply yet? I have some. Every single person in your home needs 3 months worth of food. And listen, only 3 months. Now, if you want to do more, that's fine, but people go crazy on this and they get themselves so worked up and frantic, they spend all their money on food. Have a 3 month food supply. If it's worse than that, you're probably dead anyway. If you want to make that 6 months or a year, fine, but 1 3-month food supply. My Patriot Supply has actually partnered with the show. They have them ready to go. They have a 3 month food supply sitting there ready with your name on it right now. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That'll get you $250 off each food kit. Everyone in your home needs one. If you just live alone, get one, whatever. But if you got two, buy two. Preparewithjessekelly.com. That gets you $250 off. All right? All right, real quick, before I get to headlines, I did want to get to this one real quick. Marshall, Mississippi, go.
Hey, Jesse. Well, I've always wanted to go on an African safari, And I'm originally from Houston, and I was at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo at a party, and they had an auction for an African safari. Now, I hadn't read the fine print or anything, and I saw it bogging down at about $4,500, and I hadn't jumped in yet. So I jumped in there, and me and another fellow ended up getting into a bidding war. And I want it for $9,000. I thought people were crazy because it was for four, an African safari for four.
Ooh.
And as I was walking up to get my award, one of the guys said, "You realize that doesn't include airfare."
Aww.
So I went, "Oh, okay, well, that's fine. That's fine." My brother's hunt, you know, we'll make this a brother outing. So I called my brothers and told them that I'd won this $18,000 retail value, and that I'd won it for $9,000, and let's go hunting in Africa. And they looked into it and found out that it was going to cost them thousands of dollars to shoot one animal. And so I said, "Well, I'm going to go take pictures because I don't hunt, and you can't take pictures. You got to hunt." So. At least the Houston Live Shot Show and Rodeo got $9,000.
Oh. My dad looked into going safari hunting one time. In fact, I think we were booked to go shoot Cape Buffalo in Tanzania. We didn't end up going for a bunch of reasons. I'd never been to Africa. But I remember looking at the prices and being floored. He mentions how much it costs. Yeah, that's what you pay for the hunt itself. But then, and I'm going to mess up these numbers, okay? So you can email and correct me because it's different country to country. Oh, yeah, you know, $9,000 for the hunt. Sure. Okay, you want to go shoot a lion? That's $5,000. You want to go shoot an elephant? That's $20,000. That's one of these things that always drives me crazy about America. We're so rich, we don't have any perspective on things. People will complain about safari hunting, which I totally get because they're awesome animals, right? I wouldn't want to shoot an elephant, but I get people that do, but they complain about it. What they don't understand is those poor people, they need that money to live. That's how they live. They live on hunters going over there and spending a fortune and tips and stuff like that on things like that. But I remember being blown away by the costs. And you remember my auction story, right, Chris? Oh, when I came in complaining, wait. Now, it wasn't near on the $9,000 level. Chris half remembers. Maybe you remember. We had a auction at the kids' school. Kids go to school. And they were trying to raise extra money for the school. And I went and I showed up at what I didn't know was the end of the auction. We weren't that far before the football game started. It was an auction before the football game. I show up in the kids' school and I wanted one of two things. There was a little charter fishing thing down in Galveston. I was going to take my dad and my sons fishing. And then there was this Jack Nicklaus flag from the Masters, one of the flags, and he autographed the flag from the Masters. And there was no way I was going to spend that much money, but I thought one of those would be a good gift for my dad. So I simply bid the next highest number for both of them. Didn't honestly think I would get either. Get a phone call later on that night. I was the final bidder on both of them. Ended up being something like $1,500. Honestly, I felt sick to my stomach. I felt sick. It was, I give myself the shivers.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Gates Foundation pledges $200 million for international digital IDs. International digital ID, courtesy of the man who brought you vaccines, drinking poop water, and is trying to eliminate cows off the face of the planet. Yes, I'm not making that up at all.
Cows and other grass-eating species have a digestion system that emits methane, and methane is a very powerful greenhouse gas. And so cows alone account for about 6% of global.
We need to start keeping a lot closer eye on this human being, people. Los Angeles City Council president resigns after racist remarks emerge on leaked audio. I'm going to be the only person in America that defends this person today, not because of what she said. She called somebody, the guy had a black son, called him a little monkey, which obviously that's detestable. My problem is this. Leaked audio? Who's recording audio of people when you don't know they're recording it and then leaking it? This is why I don't read your name unless you tell me to on emails. This is why I don't read your text. Even your death threats. You never get your name read. I'm the last person in America who apparently believes in total privacy. What is this deal with people recording everything and leaking it on people? That's garbage. Newsom calls for special session to impose even more taxes on oil and gas. Here's yet another reminder to you, the destruction is intentional and they are not near finished. And apparently we are finished because I lost track of time. So you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Keep your chin up. We'll do it again tomorrow, all right? That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.